MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 29, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's headlines, a fatal pedestrian accident in Newburyport last night. ICE detains a Gloucester man. Saugus men charged with insurance fraud. And the sheriff discusses the STAR program.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, no surprise here, we'll update the MIAA tournaments here involving North Shore teams. Rick?
All right, thank you, Bill. Sunny, windy, low 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:20 p.m. A pedestrian was fatally struck by a truck in Newburyport Wednesday evening. According to Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker's office, the incident happened at 6:40 last night when a Ford F-150 pickup truck collided with a pedestrian on Green Street. The pedestrian was taken to Anna Jakes Hospital, where she was declared deceased. The driver of the vehicle remained on scene, and that accident is under investigation. The identity of the pedestrian is being held, pending the notification of next of kin. U.S. Immigration and Customs officers arrested a 34-year-old Guatemalan citizen residing in Gloucester last week as part of a nationwide enforcement effort on apprehending unlawfully present non-citizen sex offenders. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times that the Gloucester District Court had released Wilmer Lopez, and he was walking around Gloucester following the ERO detainer. Prosecutors had asked for 3 years of probation, other conditions, and no jail time, according to court documents. The Middlesex County District Attorney's Office has uncovered a large scheme to defraud insurance companies in connection with auto body repairs. The Daily Item is reporting today that Fabio Rodriguez Hordeo Correa, 31 years old, of Saugus, was the mastermind of the scheme. Another Saugus man, Tabajara Alves Ribeiro, 23 years old, was also arrested. They were charged with multiple fraudulent insurance claims and larceny. There were other arrests made in connection with the Middlesex County investigation. And Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger was recently on the Lynn TV show History of Success with Judy Josephs. Coppinger was on the program to discuss his department's STAR program.
One of the reasons why I wanted to run was this gap that I saw as a police officer all these years, and that when folks, you know, get arrested, you know, commit a crime or allegedly commit a crime, they go to, you know, get arrested by the police wherever they may have occurred, go to court, you know, they get sentenced to jail, they come to jail, they come back to the city or town where they live, and they get in trouble again. There's all like a big gap there. It's like a gap of services. And then these folks, when they come out of jail, a lot of times they're just lost. They don't know where to go. A lot of times the families have just washed their hands of them. They've lost their job. They lost their home. They could be living on the streets. They're going to commit crime again. And we've seen that. I'm sure Taylor could tell you, you know, stories similar. And we wanted to do something different. So that's why we put STAR together, is try to bridge that gap, to bring services, what we do in the jail, bring them out to the street, out to these community centers we have in Lynn and Lawrence, working with local law enforcement, you know, social service groups, educators, vocational employers, just to build a program so we can bridge that gap, as I mentioned, and give folks that second chance they may need so they don't come back to visit us at the jail, which is the last thing we want to see them back into the criminal justice system.
The Essex County Sheriff's Department STAR program is a unique program in Massachusetts.
You know, I will say this, a lot of my peers, the other sheriffs, they have variations of a program. Ours is unique because it takes everything that we do inside the jail, or the majority of stuff we do inside the jail, working with the inmates at the time, putting together like an individual treatment plan. Same way as, you know, you may walk outside the studio today, trip on the stairs, turn your ankle, you're going to get into the medical field. They're going to analyze what the issue is. They're going to take x-rays. They're going to determine a treatment plan for your ankle, maybe physical therapy, maybe some medication, maybe you know, surgery, God forbid. But they're putting together a plan so they'll get you back on your feet, literally.
That's Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger on LynnTV.org. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Bruins return to action tonight when they host the Golden Knights. The Celtics are back at it tomorrow night when they'll play host to Dallas. In Red Sox news, here's baseball insider Andy Carboni from this week's podcast on what Rafael Devers has to say about the team this year.
Well, third baseman Rafael Devers, the star of the team last week, said that leadership needs to make adjustments to help the players, adding that everyone knows what this team needs to be in a better position to win. I don't see any changes being made, but at least Rafael is speaking out.
What do they need to win, Andy? What do you know what they need to win?
How much time do we have, Bill? That's the question.
Baseball insider Andy Carboni. You can listen to that podcast in its entirety here on our website. In local sports, the Peabody-Linfield North Reading Co-op girls hockey team opened the MIAA playoffs with a 1-0 win last night over Winchester. One goal from Katie Campersall out of Linfield High and a shutout performance in the nets by Elise Muddy out of North Reading High School. Those were the highlights. PLNR coach Michelle Roach.
We've been preparing the last few days to be able to come out, play with some intensity. I think that Elise Muddy really set the tone for us and stole this game from Winchester. We fought the puck a bit. It was very clear that they were very ready to play us, but we knew we were going to have to get pucks to net. We were going to have to crash the net. So, you know, you saw that on that goal. You know, we took the initial shot. We had three forwards that crashed in that. We were able to cash in on that. And we knew that those are the types of plays that we would need to make in order to walk out of this game. You know, it was tight with the 1-0. It would have been nice to have a little bit more breathing room. But I think the big story here is Elise Muddy and how she continues to rise to the occasion and any challenge we throw at her.
For Campersall, who got the lone goal in the game, she, too, heaped praise on goaltender Muddy.
We definitely underestimated them. They kind of gave us a run for our money, but we were lucky that our goalie stayed in the whole game, focused, and we were lucky to put one in early.
Katie Campersall from Linfield High School, the lone goal scorer in last night's game. And by the way, she was also the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month this past month, and we have that interview and podcast up on our website. A couple of notes on the scoreboard from last night. The Marblehead boys basketball team went over to Melrose and pulled off an overtime win over Melrose, 67-64. Girls basketball winners from last night, Pawtucket, Manchester Essex, and Essex Tech. Boys hockey winners from last night include St. John's Prep, Gloucester, Newburyport, Marblehead, Linfield, Triton, Winthrop. And tonight, number 24 Amesbury will take on number 9 Auburn at Auburn. This is Coach Steve Costa from Amesbury on what is going right with this year's Amesbury team.
I would have to say our top two lines are performing. At the beginning of the year, we try to spread out the scoring a little bit, and then we took our top three scorers and put them together. So far, they've combined for this season 121 points in 14 games.
Whoa.
So, you know, and they had a stretch where we were scoring 5 goals a game. Which is important, you know, not taking anything away, but when you have freshman defensemen and freshman goalies, it's a long season for those kids. And so you have to defense by playing offense.
The entire Steve Costa interview is available on our website. Girls hockey, other winners included, St. Mary's over Weymouth 5-1, Gloucester beat Walpole 4-2. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.